Hello, welcome back to Deliciously Me. It's been 2 weeks. This is your host, Hannah Spiegel. Ooh, dogs playing, dogs fighting. You hear that? I have a friend over. His name is Marvin. He's very adorable, Olive's new friend. So I apologize if you hear dogs playing in the background. Nothing I can do about it. I did skip a week. I took basically a summer Friday. I saw that I was getting a little bit less listens this month. I think people are on vacation for the summer and it's just been like a little slower. People have a little less free time, people traveling, you know, that stuff. So I wanted to give people a opportunity to catch up. I have some exciting things coming, really exciting topics. I can't wait for the fall. Like, I mean, maybe I'm just saying that because it's like 95 degrees today in New York, but I love fall food. I can't wait to cook. I haven't been cooking that much recently. I've been doing a lot of dog stuff. I've been out a lot, meeting up with friends still since COVID. Just haven't really gotten the chance to see everyone I wanted to see. So I love cooking in the fall. I love like fall pastas, fall vegetables, like carrots, beets, I don't know, sweet potato, all that stuff. So much colorful stuff. Right now I've been eating a lot of tomatoes. I got a couple of watermelon salads at places, but I'm definitely more of like a fall food person than summer. I like the lightness of summer. I like fruit. As far as like going out to dinner, I love the fall foods. I love meat in the hot weather. It's not so great to have like a heavy meat meal, but fall. Okay. Anyway, so I did a ridiculous amount of eating in the past 2 weeks. I had a crazy week last week where I had one of my friends visiting for a whole weekend. And then on Sunday morning, my sister came. So I spent the whole day with my sister and her family. And then the next day I went to Philly for the day. And then I had to come back Tuesday morning for dog stuff because I just all of a sudden got really busy. And then I had another friend stay with me on Wednesday. And she's such a foodie. And so that was like a ridiculous week of eating. So I'm just going to go through some of the places I went because I have to. When my first friend came, it was actually such a weird coincidence. We had another friend from Philadelphia it was like a Thursday night. My friend came Friday morning, but the friend who was here Thursday stayed till lunchtime. So we got lunch on Friday, all of us, all these Philadelphia friends, at Gramercy Tavern, which is so amazing because my friend wanted to go and I was like, oh my God, I would love to go. First of all, I know the general manager. He's a really close friend of mine. And so it was amazing to see him. Like, I had been dying to see him since moving back. So that was such a good opportunity to do that. And also it's like one of the biggest staples food wise in probably the country. Like, I feel like everyone knows Gramercy Tavern. It's just very iconic. It's always like, the food's not like super weird. It's all very approachable, but it's always just really good and really delicious. And we got burgers for lunch because almost everyone was getting the burger. I actually hadn't had the burger there. I was really happy. It was so delicious. Bacon and cheese. How could you not want that for lunch? It was so good. The drinks were really good. It's a little pricey, but it's like what you expect when you go to a restaurant like that. And I'm glad we went for lunch because it's like a little bit less than you would have spent on dinner. And it was just such a fun place to go, especially to bring tourists to a place like that. So that was great. We walked all around the city. We went to Magnolia Bakery to get some cupcakes. Cupcakes aren't my favorite thing there, but we were on the go and it's just the easiest thing to eat. And it's small and good. It's like not overwhelming. I went there twice this week. I went with my sister and my sister said such a great review because like Magnolia Bakery has been there for a while before cupcakes were really like the most trendy thing. And then there was like Georgetown Cupcake and Sprinkles Cupcakes and all these cupcake specific places. And those cupcakes are like so decadent and so big. And it's like you got a couple and you'd like cut them in 4 pieces for everyone to try. But Magnolia Bakery is like, it's just like a homemade cupcake. It's like you get one, you eat it and you feel like you ate a little cupcake. It's like perfect. It's moist, really great frosting. It's like the perfect little bite. It's not overpriced. It's like a very fair price for their baked goods and their coffees. It's such a great bakery. I wish there was one near me. I don't think there's one near me on the Upper East Side. So we were in the West Village, so it worked out because we were right near one. It was so good. We got cold brew there. It was delicious. Sorry, I know that's like such a stupid thing to mention, but I love coffee. So That was really good. We walked into Murray's Cheese. I didn't get anything because we were like walking around so much and it was hot. I was like, I'm not going to carry stinky cheese around with me. Then we went to Crown Chai for dinner, which is a restaurant in the financial district in New York. It's in a kind of weird spot. Like there's not much near there, but it's such a beautiful restaurant. It's the best mix of like modern and fine dining because the food is beautifully plated. It's very seasonal, so great. Everything we ate was incredible. Like, I don't even know. We got so many things. They sent us some extra stuff because I know a lot of people who work there, especially since COVID, a lot of people I used to work with ended up like dispersing into different restaurants. And that one happens to be a lot of people that I used to work with. So we got like a hummus dish. We got the Gruyere fried thingies. Can't think of it right now. We got hummus. We got a salad. We got Sun Gold tomato spaghetti that was like a little bit spicy. We got their chicken. We got so many delicious things. The desserts. Oh my God, sticky toffee pudding. We had so many drinks. It was just a beautiful meal. It was so great. The amazing service, like really great service. And even though it's in a weird part of the city, like it's so cool. I guess I skipped over this, but it's like a really great quality food. Plus, like, they play hip-hop music, and there's an open kitchen, and you can see them cooking. It's just, like, such a fun vibe, but also just such a great restaurant. So Crown Chai was great. I've been there a couple times, but it's been a really long time. Then we went to Mr. Paradise. We got some drinks there. It's such a fun bar. It turns into, like, a dance party every night. It was so crowded, but so much fun. The next day, we went to this place near me. It's nothing to write home about. It's called The Mansion. It's a really great diner. It's just, like, a huge diner menu with everything you'd ever want for brunch. So that was fun. We sat outside. They have a really nice outdoor setup. It's just funny to see like all the different, I guess, the range of outdoor setups and how crappy they are or how really nice they are. And this one, like your little booth is kind of like an alcove and each one had its own plants in it. So it was really pretty. It felt like you were in like a rainforest. It was cool. So Saturday night, my friend was still with me. He wasn't planning on it, but he ended up staying extra. So I had to like last minute plan. And we went to this restaurant near me because I was thinking about it. He was like, I could go for pizza, but something like more interesting. And then I forgot there's an Emmy Squared right near where I live, and I love it there. I've been there once. There's a burger place that opened. I guess it's a pizza place. It's called Pizza Loves Emily. I guess people just call it Emily, but it's in Clinton Hill in Brooklyn, and it's really small, and they got really famous for their pizza and their really, really, really saucy, delicious burger. And so they got really famous. So they opened, I guess they franchised, and now there's a place called Emmy Squared, which has a lot of the same pizzas on the menu, but it's much less hard to get into because like there's a bunch of them. So there's one on the Upper East Side, and it was Saturday night, but we went on the later side. So we just tried to walk in and we realized there was a lot of space. And I haven't been there in a while. And the pizza was so good. Like we got a sandwich and we got a burger too. But the pizza is like that really thick square pizza where you think it's just going to be like so bready. But it was so good. Like, oh my God, I'm so glad I brought him there because I was like, oh my God, I'm just as impressed as you because it was just so delicious. The pepperonis are great. We got one that had Calabrian chilies mixed into the sauce. So it was a little bit spicy, but not overpowering. It was still so cheesy. He got a chicken parm sandwich. I don't think I tried it, but the burger was pretty good. Just a delicious dinner. It was like such a good last minute choice and we were exhausted, but we ended up going for drinks with some people after that, just in my neighborhood again, walked around Central Park. Then the next day my sister came to town and she had made a reservation. She planned her own trip for her family and my nephew. So we went, he loves sushi. We went to this place called No 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 in Midtown. I love the name. No No No. No No No. I didn't have expectations. I was along for the ride just being invited. And it was such an interesting place because it's like Japanese, but they had like yakitori and they also had ramen and they also had sushi, which I've had all of those things, but in three separate places. So it's funny. They just had such a big menu of stuff. I ended up actually getting ramen because it wasn't that hot out and I was a little bit hungover still, just probably more exhausted than hungover. But it was like the perfect thing to cure a hangover. I just was really in the mood for it. And it was so great. I love ramen. I haven't had it probably in 2 years. I didn't get it at all when I was in Philadelphia. So delicious ramen, this amazing tofu avocado seaweed thing. Then they had sushi. Then we had yakitori. I didn't really try the yakitori, but I tried some of the sushi and the other fish stuff. And it was so fun. Then we went to the top of the Empire State Building. then we went to PJ Clark's for dinner, which I've been to PJ Clark's, but not the original location, which has been there for like 100 years. And we got burgers and oysters, and we got mac and cheese, delicious. It was almost like carbonara mac and cheese with like bacon and peas and this really cheesy sauce. So PJ Clark's was great. It was such a fun place to bring my nephew because it's been there for so long, and there's pictures on the wall and there's checkerboard floors, but it's still like good enough food that as an adult you can really enjoy it, which is the perfect balance to have like one kid at, where it's like, you know, kids are going to find it fun, but the food's just, it's not like a kids menu restaurant. Like they have tons and tons of stuff. So it was really fun. Then we got a bagel the next day. We went to this place near me called Bagel Bob's. It's decent. It just was the closest place. We didn't have that much time. I got a bagel with regular cream cheese. I think that's what I got, because I was just like, I never get that. And I didn't want something crazy. And then we went back to Philadelphia, and I got to go to one of my favorite markets called Carlino's, which is a Italian market. They have tons of prepared food. We got stuff to eat dinner because I was just there one night. My brother came over. We had like 10 people at our house, and we got tons and tons of food. It was the perfect thing. We didn't want to get takeout, so we got, it's like things that you can prepare easily, like a baked ziti that is homemade there, but you just put it all in the oven together, and like meatballs and salad and like cheese and meat that we put together real quick, like things like that. So that was really fun. I love going shopping there. It was so nice. Yeah, so we ate that. Then the next day, I came back, whatever, I don't really know. But then Wednesday, the day after that, my friend came, and she and I, you know, you just have those friends, especially working in a restaurant, like my restaurant friends, we're always just on the same page. Like, no matter what, we're like, oh, that sounds great. Let's just do that. So we went to this place, Milano Market, because she got to the city in the afternoon and we were both starving and we wanted to also do something. So we were like, let's walk around Central Park. But we were like, what can we do for lunch? I don't want to like sit and have a long lunch because we were going for a nice dinner and she was only there for the day. So I was like, we don't need to do both. So we went to this Milano Market because I thought she'd like it, because it's also an Italian specialty shop, but it's really small. It like wraps around, but it always gets really crowded because it's so great. And that's just what things are in New York. If it's not like a Whole Foods or a Fairway or a Duane Reade or something, like it's really small. So it was so good. We got there and the guy behind the counter, there's tons of people working there at once, especially during lunchtime. And the guy behind the counter was like, you should get this sandwich. We looked at it. We were like, done. Hot peppers, let's go. And it was $18, which is insane, but I knew from being there once before that the sandwiches are huge, so I was like, let's just get one. We're eating dinner in like 5 hours, let's get one sandwich. We got a couple cannolis, we got something to drink, we actually got like olives and cheese and salami to munch on later that night just before dinner if we were stuck at home or something. So the sandwich had prosciutto, I swear the guy put like a pound and a half of prosciutto on it, burrata, arugula, balsamic glaze, and hot peppers. And it was, I'm not even kidding, I'm still thinking about it. It was 2 weeks ago. No, it was last week, but I'm still thinking about it. Like, one of the best sandwiches ever. The burrata on it, I thought it would be very mild, but the creaminess of the burrata like really came out, and it ended up just being one of the best sandwiches I've ever had. And she said the same thing. She was like, if I lived here, I'd go there every day. And I felt the same way. We walked around the park, whatever. Then we went to Charlie Bird, which is a restaurant in New York, which I haven't been. Pasquale Jones is the same restaurant group, and that's one of my favorite restaurants. So it's been a long time coming since going to a place like Charlie Bird. I should have gone a long time ago. We got delicious food, delicious, delicious. We got this farro salad with cheese and sun gold tomatoes. We got a crudo. We got fried chicken. We got agnolotti with cheese and corn. We got a steak dish. We got espressos. I had a little wine flight. It was so good. Oh my God. Everything was good. And that's a fun place too. Really good food, really fun vibe. They were also playing like hip hop and rap, just very chill vibe. Really cool place. And then we went for bagels the next day. We got lox and bagels. So good. Ate it by the water. And then I like slept for 2 days straight because it was just a lot of going out and craziness. And then this week I went to my friend's birthday dinner. We went to this place called Servos, which is like a tapa style place known for their seafood. So we got clams, tuna, a chicken dish. We got a lamb burger with anchovies on it. Oh my God, that was so good. We got oysters. They have really good sourdough bread. It was just delicious, dipping in all these seafood items that had these like laid in sauce or in oils. And it was just so good, dipping the bread and everything. So that was my crazy 2 weeks. I don't know. Like, I don't even know where to move from here because it was so crazy. I feel like I can't go out for a month. I haven't really been cooking that much. I can't wait to start cooking again. I'm actually moving again to a different apartment, but it'll be an easy move. It'll just be quick and painless. So those are my escapades of the week, 2 weeks. And now I'm going to talk about 3 things that I absolutely love. The first thing is seltzer / club soda. I know that's really random. Like a lot of people are like sparkling water people and soda people, and I never have been. But now that it's really hot, I got in the habit. I talked about this a lot when I first started the podcast, where I got in the habit of like when I came home from a run or when I came home at night, I would have like one really nice beer. Because when I was cooking a lot, especially when I was in my apartment in New York before I went to Pennsylvania, I would like be cooking dinner and I would just want to drink a beer while I was cooking, and it would be like a wind down for my run, and it was such a nice thing. But I haven't been drinking as much like on the days that I don't go out, and I think I'm actually going to have some beers tonight because I really need it. I've had like a really stressful couple weeks just with all the visitors and dealing with my own stuff, but I really like, sometimes I feel that need, and sometimes I haven't been for a run in a while either because I've just been too busy, but I do still feel like I want that, like, I don't know, refreshing drink, because I really only drink water and then coffee in the morning, but just water. So I sometimes want that refreshing drink. And if I don't want to have alcohol, like I kind of substitute it for sparkling or club soda, and I'll put like some lime in it. Maybe I'm just tricking myself into like thinking I'm drinking something that is sparkly like beer, but I really enjoy it. I don't know. It's just like something different than water. And I've also still been doing the iced tea thing at night. I usually drink hot tea at night, but it's just been like so hot. So I'll make mint tea and I'll ice it. I'll make it at 6 p.m. or something. And then I'll let it sit out for a while and then just ice it a couple hours later. Those are my little tiny routines. I don't know if anyone cares, but I think it's cool. And it's just things that I do to make myself feel good because I love, love, love to eat, but I have been guilty of overeating a lot. And so sometimes it's nice to have like a nice drink, and all those drinks are like zero calorie refreshing things that just have a little bit difference of flavor or difference of mouthfeel than water. So it's just a little more exciting and it makes me want to eat less sometimes. It's just good for me. I think it makes me feel good. And the second thing is prosciutto. I've said different kinds of salami and stuff like that, and prosciutto specifically is probably one of my favorite things to eat in the world, and I've been eating so much of it lately. If I see like a prosciutto sandwich, like prosciutto and mozzarella, prosciutto and arugula, something like that is literally 100% of the time what I will go for, like at Milano Market. But there's plenty of places that have prosciutto sandwiches, different Italian markets, different sandwich shops. Like, that's just always what I go for, number one. I also love prosciutto on a meat and cheese plate. I always try to get a salami and a prosciutto, depending on where you're shopping. I really dislike the prosciutto that comes pre-sliced in the plastic packaging. I don't think it tastes very good, but if I'm at a nicer place, I'll definitely get them to slice the prosciutto. It's so good. And the third thing is bananas. I'm not a huge banana person, but recently I have found myself not really giving myself enough time in the morning to eat. I like having a banana in my house, and I am guilty of throwing out rotten bananas. I am guilty of throwing out rotten bananas kind of often, just because I sometimes forget, or I buy them and then I'm not in the mood, and then I wait too long and I'm ready for like a whole meal and not just a little banana. But I'm trying to like get myself to eat little bits here and there instead of just waiting till 2-3 o'clock and like being starving. Bananas. So yeah, bananas, it rhymes with my name, so I gotta love them. But yeah, it's always just like a nice thing to have. I know this is not a hot take. People eat bananas and apples as snacks all the time because it's like probably the only things you could just bring in your purse and like munch on like fruits like that. So I do love the taste of them. I'm like trying to normalize eating them when I'm a little bit hungry instead of waiting till I'm absolutely starving. And so I've been buying bananas, and they're so cheap. You can get like 3 bananas for $1 at the grocery store. So if I do throw them out, I never feel that bad. So that's why I always try to have them. And that's about it. That was my whole crazy week. I'm going to talk a little bit about hosting guests at your house, hosting parties at your house, not parties, but friends, I guess I would say, because I have hosted 3 different parties of people this week, last week, in the past 2 weeks. I've hosted people in my apartment. And food-wise, I feel good about the choices I make in my fridge. I always have like things I can snack on. If I invite people over like for drinks or food, it's really important to talk to them about, hopefully you know them well enough that you know what they might like, but it's really important to talk to them about the game plan. I actually had a friend over a couple nights ago and I asked him like, well, actually he asked me like what I like to drink, and I had already decided I really wanted sushi. So when he came over, we like immediately ordered sushi. So I knew I wasn't going to have food here for him. Also, I couldn't really leave. I was kind of stuck at home, but he asked me what kind of wine I liked. It was like perfect. I said, okay, well, I know I'm going to ask him if we can get sushi. So let's do white and rosé. Let's not do red wine. So it was like a real conversation. And in New York, it's a lot easier because it can be less formal because you're in a small apartment. I feel like it's less formal. There's a wine store around the corner. You can literally like go with the person. Like I feel like I have a friend over and I'm like, we can go just pick up some wine around the corner. Like you don't have to come prepared because there's always things open right around you. You could order from a restaurant. I had a friend over a couple months ago, one of my best friends, and we ordered pizza and it's here in 30 minutes. And it's like, okay, cool. And we also had some cheese and cucumbers and I always have that stuff. So that's what I like to do. I like to be prepared in a way where I have at least something to snack on. I have cute crackers and pretzels. I have cheeses that I could do a couple slices of. I have some salami. I always have some produce. I have, right now I have strawberries, I have cucumbers, I have celery. Like I might not have something to make a meal, but I have something I can always put out. So that's really important to me to always be prepared in that way. I don't have a bar right now. I don't have any liquor. I haven't invested in that yet. I don't have a place to keep it. I just moved and I'm moving again. So I don't really know like where I'm going to put all that. I'm also not a big drinker. And I guess if it comes to the point where I'm really in the mood to make a cocktail at my apartment, then like I'll buy the stuff I need for that cocktail. And I guess that's how you end up building up your bar. But I don't really drink that many cocktails. I drink like fancy cocktails when I go to a restaurant, but I really just drink wine. And usually I go to the wine store or the liquor store and buy like 4 or 5 bottles at once so that I just have like some rosé in the summer, some white wine and some red wine. Like last time I bought 4 bottles, I spent like $50 and I bought 2 whites and 2 reds just so I have wine here. And then I have beers here. And then I have enough, you know, I just always have enough. Also, when someone comes to visit you, this was the other thing I was going to talk about because I just had this. One of my friends who came really loves food and I wanted to make sure I didn't disappoint them because it's really important to me that when people come to New York, they do what they want to do. And it's the same in any city. Some of my friends think they hate New York. And I'm here to say that you can have any experience you want in New York. For example, we had 2 days, me and my friend. The first day we went to Gramercy Tavern, which was bougie. We went to Crown Shy, which was insane and gluttonous because they gave us so much free stuff and it was amazing. But that's like a crazy eating day. We walked all around the West Village. We sightseed. We did all the stuff. And then the next day we spent the whole day on the Upper East Side. We went to the dog park with my dog. We went to the Central Park. We walked around very leisurely with our coffees and our water. And we just like, obviously we walked a lot, but it was a little bit less crazy. And I'm here to say that like you can do whatever you want. You can go to the Empire State Building. You can go see the top of the Rock. You can walk around Rockefeller Center during Christmas time and be in a crazy crowd. And you go to Wall Street. You could rub the bull's balls, whatever. You can do all that stuff if you want. But you can also like see what it's like to live in a small neighborhood like or a more residential neighborhood. And that's what I love about New York because I'm so happy on the Upper East Side because I feel like I found like a small spot in such a big city. It's like it's just such a cute neighborhood and so residential. And I feel like I found like my little quiet in such a big place, like my little Zen place. My street has so many trees on it. I can walk to this park that's along the East River, which is really a really nice park. But everyone who goes there lives here. It's like so nice. You can go party here. You can go to a crazy bar, but you don't have to take the subway. Like you can do all that. So I just think it's really interesting. So I asked my friend, I sent him a couple menus of, I actually sent 4 places that are some of my favorite restaurants, he ended up picking Crown Chai. So I was like, okay, this is perfect. And I planned my day around that. I was like, okay, we're going to eat this there. We're going to go here. We're going to walk around here. Like, it's like, you just have to figure out who's visiting and what they like. And that's all it is. And it's very different, like hosting a dinner party or living in a house, because then you feel like you're formal. You like have to answer the door. What would you like to drink? But here it's like, let's just go get something. Like, I just, maybe it's because I'm younger and I don't have a family and I'm not entertaining multiple people, but that's just how I feel about it. I always have stuff in case someone wants it. And I always offer to go get stuff if people want to go get it, or if we want to go together, whatever the fact is. I really love hosting. I'm very excited one day to have a house where I can have huge parties and invite everyone over that I know. The one thing I really want to do is I want to have like a dining room table, and I want to wrap it all in like, not newspaper, but paper that I don't care about. And I want to do one of those like huge displays with like all food on it. And you just put all these appetizers like on the table. Like, you do basically a meat and cheese board right on the table. And then you do like pigs in blankets and whatever, fish appetizer, sauteed chicken, whatever. You put everything in the middle, like all over the table, and then people can just go around the table and grab it, and it's just like a table full of food, and it's all on something, so you don't have to worry about it. And I just always thought that was so cool, and it's so food-centric, and I love when everyone gathers around the food. And I think that's such a cool idea. It's really creative. And I can't wait to do that stuff. Like, I live in such a small apartment now, and it's hard to host some people because it's like a studio apartment. But when I have one friend over, I'm so happy. Like, I just love having people over. I love entertaining, and I really like the way I decorated my apartment. So I'm really enjoying having people see it. People have said it's nice. So it's fun. It's just fun living alone and being able to do that stuff. So I just wanted to give my advice on hosting. I know it was a little short, but I just think it's important to ask people what they like. It's like, I just listened to this whole podcast about meeting people's families and what to get them as a gift. And it's like, all you have to do is ask whosoever family you're meeting or whatever, like, think about what they had last time you were with them. Think about what they might like, you know, like, food is always the right thing. Wine is always a good thing if they like it, if they drink. Yeah, I'm always trying to be prepared to have people over and, you know, just enjoy time with them and not be so worried about how the place looks or what you have. Like, it's just nice to be a little bit more prepared and then not worry. So anyway, one day I'm going to be the hostess with the mostess in my big, gorgeous mansion outside of New York, so I can come into the city and gallivant around and stay in my, I don't know, my second home in the city. Wow, that would be a dream. 2 weeks later, thank you for coming back and listening to me talk about my food adventures in New York and Pennsylvania. It's been really fun, but I'm ready to slow down and do some cooking. So thanks so much again. I can't believe this is like the 21st or 22nd episode. Really exciting for me. So please follow me. I have some really good Instagram content that I've been posting, and really good stuff coming because of all this stuff I just ate. It's Deliciously Me Podcast on Instagram. So please go follow me, like, subscribe, review, all the things. Tell everyone you know who likes food, who likes drinking. I have some episodes about drinking now. And I can't wait to come back next week. Love you guys. Bye.